became for me.
Well, I think I'm still a little bit skeptical on the Ravens. I mean, I love their defense. They've got one of the best defenses in the National Football League. I think they're ranked second in total defense right now. My skepticism on that football team, though, is a little bit on the offensive side of the ball, because even with Steve McNair, their offense to me looks very similar to what they have shown in recent seasons. But I'll give you the one difference. They have a guy, Steve McNair, that can now win games at the end of the day with 2 minutes left instead of losing those football games as he has done in the last 2 weeks. So, again, offensively, I'm still a little bit skeptical on that team, not running the ball quite as well this season. And then you talk about the Denver Broncos. I think right now, defensively, their defense does not get nearly as much credit as they deserve. I think they've only given up one touchdown in 3 games. I like that they're coming off of a bye week right now, because I think that helps them fine-tune their offense. And I was talking to some people this week. Very interesting. Jake Plummer, in the first 3 games last year, played pretty poorly. You look at the game, weeks 4 through 11 last year, 11 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. So Jake Plummer, maybe a slow starter, might be ready to get things turned around for that Denver offense.
How about the Colts? We're going to run find a running game last week here. Finally getting Joseph Addai involved in this. What do you make of where the Colts are right now?
Well, I mean, they're still in great shape, obviously, after that win last week. They did run the ball much better against the New York Jets. I think this week against the Tennessee Titans, I think they have another opportunity to again run the ball effectively, get confidence in their run game. I think the one area of concern I still have with this team right now is they are, to me, not quite as physical as I'd like them to be. Definitely on the defensive side of the ball. And now Corey Simon, too, we find out how the season. That is not going to be a big blow this weekend, but it is definitely going to be a big blow to that run defense as they get closer to the playoffs, as they start playing some of these playoff caliber teams that they need to face.
Always a pleasure, Jeremy Greenwood. The time flies. I wish we could spend an hour and do every game. Thanks, Jeremy. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Jeremy Green. Wrapping it up for us here on the V-Show on ESPN Radio. Very busy Saturday, Sunday, overnight with all the college football going on. Major League Baseball, the Yankees and the Dodgers starting their offseason. And, of course, we look forward to the 8:05 start for the Cardinals and the Padres again right here on ESPN Radio. And the next part of our discussion, and of course, previewing the National Football League as well. Thanks to downtown Fennell Brown, Dave the Fish in St. Pittsburgh, and Neil Action Jackson, and most of all, to you for spending 49 hours with us. The rest of us, Southern Island, we'll see you next week right here on the V-Show on ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Everybody wants a high-end television, but how many people can read it for them? Well, now, thanks to Vizio, you can. It's the fastest-growing flat panel company in America. They offer lifetime technical support. In fact, they offer a one-year in-home warranty for all TVs, 32 inches and above. So if your house is fixed or replaced, if something goes wrong, that's all what the brand does. And there's no reason why you should pay a price for your brand or trade.
We did ask the Chinese authorities to comment on some of the issues we've raised in this program. So far, we haven't received a response.
We'd like to hear more reaction from China.
And the visit of the official.
Did you hear about
just before we go last week, I asked you for your experience as a doing the race week.
I'm going to go to the next one.